AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The brothers of Renee Good, one of two U.S. citizens killed by federal immigration officers in Minneapolis, are calling on Congress to do something about the violence as a result of the immigration operations. Yesterday, they said the scenes playing out are, quote, changing many lives, including ours forever. 37-year-old Good was shot and killed on January 7th. In Gaza, Israeli fire killed at least 17 Palestinians today, most of them women and children. Israel said its strikes came after militants fired on its soldiers, seriously wounding one. They're the latest Palestinians in Gaza to die since a ceasefire deal, which has been punctuated by deadly Israeli strikes, came into effect on October 10, 2025. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on the legal haggling during a hearing over the Charlie Kirk shooting death trial.
Attorneys for Tyler Robinson, the man charged with shooting Charlie Kirk, are asking a state judge to block graphic videos of the shooting from being shown in court and are asking that cameras be barred, arguing that biased news outlets could taint the case. Prosecutors and Kirk's widow want to keep the proceedings open, citing the need for transparency. Defense attorneys are also seeking to have local prosecutors disqualified. One of the reasons was because the daughter of one prosecutor was at the rally where Kirk was shot. Utah County Attorney Jeffrey Gray was also asked to explain why he mentioned seeking the death penalty early on.
The more delay, then it just creates all this unnecessary public speculation and everything else.
Investigators say they found signs of forced entry at the Arizona home of today's show host, Savannah Guthrie's mother. 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie is believed to have been taken against her will. This is AP News. A Doberman Pinscher named Penny won Best in Show at the 150th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, giving veteran handler Andy Linton another win after nearly four decades. A decorated U.S. Olympian will give it a go at the Winter Games, despite her recent injuries. Correspondent Gethin Coolball has more.
Lindsey Vonn is confident she can compete at the upcoming Milan Cortina Winter Olympics, despite the left knee injury she sustained in a crash 4 days ago. Vonn says she completely ruptured her ACL, has bone bruising plus meniscal damage. She's had 3 days of physical therapy and consultations with doctors. Vonn has been skiing with a brace on her knee. She says, quote, "It feels stable, it feels strong." Vonn crashed in a downhill in Crans-Montana, Switzerland on Friday and ended up in the safety nets. I'm Gethin Coolball.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.